I'm applying pressure. I'm applying pressure. No mercy. No mercy. I'ma give you no mercy. I'ma give you this.
You're now in tune to Convos with Mr. Cooper.
All right. You already know what it is. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Convos. I'm Mr. Cooper. Yeah. man, I'm going to go ahead and just, first of all, give props where props are due. My son, Mari Ben Raw, had his second performance in Atlanta over the weekend. And when I tell you from the footage, from the phone calls I was getting, from just everything that went into his performance, he smashed again. You know what I mean? See, the one thing about me is I'm going to brag on my children. Yes. Especially when they're great at what they do. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's only right. But nah, he smashed, man, as he should, you know. Shout out to everybody else that was in the building. My business partner, Blaze Hunter, the Wordsmith, handling Signature Series business, along with Trevo TV, handling business. They were in the building. I believe Young Dro was in the building that evening. But the only one that had him up to the stage, had their jaws hitting the floor, was Mari Ben Raw. Yeah. Mari Ben Raw. Powered up. Out right now. Go watch the video, man. As a matter of fact, end up playing the video. Yeah. I was going to get into it, but you know what? We going to play the video. I want to see it right now. Let's play it right now.
Shit to it. Come here. Listen to this. Hey, no, we can't kick it. This ain't karate. AC below zero. Still gonna be the hottest. Man, I ain't been eating up stuff in my pockets. That paper too thick. It won't fit in my wallet. Don't wanna talk if I ain't make a profit. I came a long way. I won't let nothing stop me. Spin out heat like I hate hot tamales. I'm running shit up. I ain't need go to college. Get me on the beat. I'ma leave it demolished. Getting that cheese. I ain't talking about cottage. Smoking exotic. Sliding the mozzie. Get rich in silence. Don't gotta be rotted. Bitch, I'm so up. Ain't no way you could down me. You ain't got no hustle. You can't be around me. Remember back then, everybody was clowning. They stuck at the bottom. I'm climbing these mountains. Shine when it's cloudy. Fuck if you down me. Always find a way. Will never see me power. And I'ma stack it up and make it look like towers. Keep that stinky loud. But I need a shower. Where you been? I be gone for hours. Been a kid. That's why them niggas sour. Fuck pockets full. It's hard to hold on my trousers. Got connected and became my own router. Hey, I had to run this shit up. I was broke cause the bitch ain't no one give a fuck. I be grinding for my man. This shit ain't no luck. Don't be trying to keep up. You get left with my dust. You know I don't say too much. Mari stay ducking off. Always be in the cup. Probably counting up money. Please don't interrupt. I just smoke me a blunt and put juice in my cup. Hey, lately been having my way. I be sliding all day to no gas in my tank all the way. And this I'll get that shit from the bay. You ain't really so lucky. Get the fuck out my face. Killing this shit. I ain't leaving no trace. If she acting up, send it back to her place. Don't wanna race Rover, bitch. I wanna race with the stars on the roof. How it's fucking my space.
Now I wanna race for real.
Hey. Man, I'm back in this bitch. I've been taking care of business, stacking up my digits, making sure that bag ain't flipped. Can't nobody do it for me, so I gotta hustle, nigga. I ain't asking for shit. Glad when you broke, they get mad when you rich. Stay on the grind, I don't be in the mix. Knew I was gifted, had to stay consistent. I'm in the booth, or I'm on a road shifting. They ain't believing, that's cool, I ain't tripping. Can't fall in love with you, I'm done with the sipping. I'd rather be all alone with the millions. Cause when I was low, they ain't paid me attention. Stuck to the plan, everybody was switching. I left and came back like the kid got suspended. Damn.
Goddamn, nigga.
And we're back. Thank you. Yeah. Powered up. Mari Ben Raw. Yeah. I told y'all. Well, smashing. Man. All right. So today, there is no real topic, guys. No, today you are genuinely going to get what's been on my mind. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, this has been an eye-opening experience. A completely eye-opening experience as to how the world truly works. Yeah. See, this is different from when you are part of the workforce. When you work for somebody, you know, you basically fall into a routine. No offense, that's just what it is. You fall into a routine. You get complacent in a sense. It stifles your creativity in a sense. But you have to work, right? How else are you going to eat? How else are your bills going to get paid? Right? So you suck it up. You take shit. And you, because you have to. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to. Yeah. You have the power. A lot of you bosses of corporations and stuff, y'all might get a little mad at this, but it just needs to be said. You, the worker, the one that got hired for your abilities to enhance the company that you work for. Guess what? You have the power. You know why? I'll tell you why. They called you. God damn it, they called you. Half of you that are working on these jobs, these companies would not be able to function without you. And yet, people find the time to still treat their employees with lack of respect for their time and the work that they put in to make your businesses run. How ungrateful. How selfish. How rude. I've been wanting to say that line for the longest. Y'all don't remember that? You know? No? Full House? Yeah. You don't remember that? How rude. All right. You'll get it. But yeah, man. So, with you all having the power, utilize your power. Let it be known. See, the one thing that no one teaches you when you are going on these job interviews, I teach my sons. I wish someone would have taught me this way of thinking, but you are the commodity. You are the commodity once you step in and you get interviewed and you bring your credentials and you wow them and you blow them away. You're the commodity. You're the ticket. When you're sitting there and they're telling you how much they're going to pay you, guess what you don't do? You don't think of negotiations. You don't think to negotiate better terms for you, because guess what? That is what this is when you go for a job. That's a business transaction. Yep. Somebody tell me, where's the lie? So the power is in our hands from the beginning. We just don't know. We just don't know the ways. You have to be in tune to what is best for you. I'm not just on here to just solely speak on working for yourself as the only way out, because I'm well aware that people have to work. You don't work, you don't eat. my entire concept behind it is, why not do it for yourself? I've been saying it. Take all of your natural God-given abilities. Take everything that you've learned, educational-wise. If you've gone to school for these things, why not take what you've learned, sit down, write out a plan on how that shit best fits you, and go for it as a business. I know why people don't just do that. People don't think to do that. Most of us are scared. Most of us just don't have anybody pushing us to do it. But guess what, guys and gals? I say guys and I'm trying to include every. Anyway, you got me. Yeah. If anything, when you come on Convos and you hear me and you take the time to listen, I'm going to encourage you to be your best you, to do everything in your power to do what's best for you and your family. Have y'all not gotten that by now? Have I not made it abundantly clear? As this moment, as I look at my Ambrosia Collective cup, I'm going to take a quick sip. I was a little parched. Yes. But I want everybody to be self-aware. I know. That's easier said than done in most cases, right? But you need a bit of self-awareness. You need to be aware that how you talk to people as bosses. Yes, and I'm referring to you business owners that don't know how to treat your employees. And that's all over in every genre. Maybe, just maybe, step in their shoes, bag back, and remember that you didn't start out as an owner, unless you was like a trust fund baby, you know, fed with a silver spoon, and you know, your fucking parents just left you everything, you didn't have to work for a fucking thing. And, you know, if you were that kind of person, then you know, I wouldn't expect anything different, you know. Just an asshole. But if you've actually had to scrape, start at the bottom, you know, start somewhere, put the work in, work on your craft, continue to take shit from a bullshit ass boss. You remember? Come on, bosses. Come on, guys. You remember? You remember how you were treated? So why treat your employees that way? I mean, hey, everybody ain't meant to run things. In life, there are going to be bosses and workers. That's just the order of things. But I believe the signs of a true boss owner is one that can show humility, compassion, and one that's actually able to lead. If you don't have those qualities, it's gonna be real hard for you to get respected as a boss. I don't give a damn how much money you got. I don't give a damn how your life is. If you put your pants on the same, and for ladies, if you put your dresses and skirts on the same, who the hell are you to talk to anybody any kind of way or think that you are better than anyone? Shame on you, motherfuckers. If that's who you are. I pride myself on having respect for everyone I come in contact with until you disrespect me. Respect is earned. It's not a qualification. It's earned. And in order to get respect, you have to give it. So much respect to everyone that holds down a job 40 hours a week, overtime, on salary. Sometimes you don't see your family, your kids, because you're working on somebody else's job and you're doing the best that you know how to do to provide. Shout out and salute to you. And if you find a better way to make a living and you find a better way to do it for yourself and your family and your sanity, I encourage you to do so. Yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to say, guys. You know what? No, it's not. I have something I was going to wait on, but I might as well give y'all a little bit, you know, exclusives all around. Man, I am looking to do a couple of classes teaching certain people that want to learn about how to market themselves on social media. We see a lot from content creators and people that want to do content creation. And by we, I mean myself, my partner, Blaze Hunter. And we've come to the realization that people just don't know. You don't really know that you can make money at the drop of a hat by using one of these. We'll be teaching courses on that. I'll have a lot more to give. I don't want to give too much after that. But once it's in place, there will be a limited, hear me good, a limited amount of room. All right. That means if you're blessed to be there and gain this knowledge, it's meant for you. Period. Man. Really take time and enjoy this life. Enjoy this time that you have, because things are changing rapidly, fast. The currency in this country changing. The political climate changing. And I don't like to talk politics on this show because I don't believe in politics. Yeah. Everything is shifting. And if you are not prepared, if you are not knowledgeable to make preparations now, man, I feel for you. It's not a scare tactic, anything like that. It's just something that we was discussing off camera, and I thought I needed to say it. I needed to tell you. I needed to say it to you. You know, really be mindful on what you allow the government to do. Really know and learn your laws and learn about what's getting ready to take place with our currency and lack thereof. Just be ready. Yeah. Be ready. And just know that there are people out there that want to see you win. I'm one of those people. Thank y'all for pulling up. I don't have to tell you where you can follow me. You can look in the description. All my links are there. This has been Convos. I'm Mr. Cooper.
First I let my wheel spin, then I let my screen fall, then I let my trunk be, then I let my trunk be. First I let my wheel spin, then I let my screen fall, then I let my trunk be.